The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I love your denim jacket.
This?
Oh my god, I actually hate it. I'm actually going to burn it when I go home. It's so disgusting. Rotten. Your hair is so beautiful blonde.
My hair? Oh my god, I was just saying I'm going to shave it off tomorrow. So ugly. Oh.
This is the best stir fry ever, Michelle.
This? Oh my god, it's rotten. It actually tastes like ass. Actually, don't eat it. Just give me your plate.
So why are we so bad in this country at taking a compliment? Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast, is on the line. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Pat. That's a great clip.
Yeah, we've all seen it. You know, I love your dress. Oh, this old thing, I found it in the back of the wardrobe.
Yes. Yeah, it's really interesting. I suppose just in that clip there, what I see straight away is, you know, this kind of the complete immediate discounting of and writing off of the compliment. So is this just, you know, is this individual? Is this kind of something we do, you know, culturally? Are we a little bit inclined to it? So I just think it is kind of interesting to look at it. If you, in a survey that was done of 400 people, 70% of them associated feelings of embarrassment or discomfort with this kind of praise and compliment. So we often think it's just about self-esteem, you know, that people with low self-esteem don't like compliments and they shy away. But it's not just that, because there's more than that going on.
So what else is going on? I mean, someone does a lovely presentation to the assembled office crowd and
yes.
Someone says, I love your presentation. Oh, you know. Thanks very. They don't say thanks very much at all, which is what they should
yes.
do. Thank you very much.
Yes,
I'm great.
Exactly. They get caught in the feeling that it generates. So when they get the compliment, it generates some feeling in them that makes them feel a little uncomfortable. So in order, what really happens is what the person is saying, which is praising you, it sort of collides, if you like, with an inner thought that you have, which is that maybe I'm not great at that, or that deep down I do hold a view that I'm only lucky if I get good at something. And so it is about low self-esteem, and we'll go on to the other things, but there is some of low self-esteem in that, where there is a kind of the praise from the outside collides with the thought that you're holding and the belief that you have. And what happens in that, in our kind of brain is there's a quick scramble to kind of equalize, if you like, the two facts. And so discrediting the compliment, that works, you know, works quite well. It makes that person feel comfortable again. So it is really a kind of a snap response. It's a kind of way of just discounting what's happening outside, but in many ways often not real, not correct, not doing anything good for you, and in many ways very awkward socially. So it's really worth peeping into it.
And is that because some people have imposter syndrome? You know, as I mentioned, that person who does the presentation
yes.
to the office and
yes.
praise is heaped upon them, and secretly they think, oh, she's only saying that.
That's right. And the point about the imposter syndrome is, if I may say, it's that often it's the person who has very, very high skills, very good skills, you know, who has really achieved correctly by any kind of measurable standard, but they still don't believe it themselves. They still feel that deep down it's only a matter of luck that I got good at that. And the problem with it also for the, you know, the person with the imposter syndrome is that it's kind of, it feels like the spotlight is now on them. And that's what they, that intensifies it, if you like. It intensifies the feeling and brings up that feeling that maybe lying dormant in general, it comes up even higher now and more intensely because somebody has actually pointed at them and said, you are good at that.
Now, do you simply say thank you when the compliment is passed, or do you, you know, some people will add on, you know, your presentation was great. Well, thank you very much. I had to rush that last night. Just put it together at the last minute.
Yes. Again, minimizing, isn't it? And deflecting, that kind of pushing the compliment back away from them. I often with people, because I do work a little bit with people on this who struggle. And what we would always say is it's the power of thank you, but it's the power of thank you and nothing else. You try and encourage the person two things. Say thank you. Try to hold with the discomfort that follows, which is, you know, try and ask the person to focus outward rather than inward. Try and focus on the person who's giving you the compliment and think about why they're doing that. Another way, if I may say, another inverse of this is I ask people to practice giving compliments, because when you practice it yourself and you try to in company or with your friends or with your family, you try to notice the nice things, the good things that people are saying, doing, the gestures they are making. And if you do that and you practice that, you will begin to feel how, you know, if you have any discomfort with compliments, you begin to feel what it's like to have it pushed back at you. Mm. And it helps you to understand what people, you know, are doing. Another very nice thing, if you're going to say anything, it should be a compliment back. In other words, how nice of you to notice. Yeah. How nice of you to take the time.
You're very
to
kind.
Think of that. Yes, you're very kind. So, and it is a practice, because what you're really doing is you're helping the person not just to get into the trigger response. Oh, don't be silly. Not at all. I got some pennies, only €15. No. And I think culturally then, of course, which is something a lot of the comedians, you know, catch, you know, move in on these jokes, is they pick up on the fact that culturally, having a big head in Ireland, having notions, as we know, or getting above yourself is just about the worst thing that you can do. And I think that has been very drilled in.
Do people deflect the compliment onto others? Like someone says, I love your hair. That new hairstyle is terrific. And they say, instead of thank you, they say, oh yeah, Sylvester did a great job.
Yes, almost passing it on to somebody else. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Again, not to thank you. And this is, you know, we often talk about this kind of ping pong compliments, and they say, oh, not at all, you did much better. Sure, I saw your presentation last week and you were great. You know, so it's a way of get the spotlight away from me. And I think it's really very useful for people if they can recognize it as the spotlight, recognize it as the discomfort, you know, the feeling of discomfort. And try and just hold with that for a moment. Just even just breathe in, breathe out and say, thank you so much. And thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, it's funny, though, the text coming in this country, says one, when someone gives you a compliment, you're immediately thinking they must want something.
Well, that's quite interesting, because I think that a distrust of compliments can be there from the time when people, you know, give you a compliment, but they kind of clip your wings at the same time and say something negative about you. That may be parents, it may be friends, you know, kind of slightly a little nastiness in friendship. And that distrust, and also maybe that person has sort of met that quite often, where a compliment is a prelude to a request. You know, you're always so good and you're so nice. Could you do this for me? And so that is a kind of manipulative compliment, isn't it?
Now, someone else says, when someone says, oh, it's just something I threw together, when you compliment them, they're actually saying that they can do way better, which is not modest. It may be true, but that they're pretending to be modest when in fact they're really saying, I actually can do much better than this.
Yes, I think that's a very fair point, that it's not always about discomfort with compliments. It's a kind of, you know, that's really saying in that case, well, look, you know, you're complimenting me, but, you know, I can do way better than this.
Is it okay if someone admires your coat, for example, that you say, thanks, yes, I love this coat myself?
Yeah, I think that's fine, isn't it? Thank you so much. I love this. I think one of the problems, if I may say, you know, it just strikes me there, and sorry, you may have more text to read, but we've also come into a time when complimenting has to be quite careful. You know, I think it's important to say complimenting people's physical self, you know, has become a little bit awkward, in that, you know, we've learned more that it's a little bit, you know, not always correct, not always, you know.
A certain
correct.
Obnoxious star went into makeup in a particular television company and had been nasty to everyone. And the makeup person said, you know, the bit of weight suits you.
Well, that might have been deserved.
It might have been deserved. The other one is, we were just talking about you the other day, but I stuck up for you.
Yes. That's another way of letting the person know. Yes. So I suppose it's a good example, Pat, that compliments can be used in a toxic way. You know, they can be used in a kind of manipulative way. So, but sometimes they are just simply a lovely noticing by somebody to you. And if you're, you know, if you find your confidence, not you, obviously, if one finds their confidence low and a feeling of, you know, I mean, I meet lots of people and they burn up when a compliment is put their way. And that is about that kind of social anxiety feeling that, you know, the spotlight is put on them. Because even when you praise a person who has social anxiety, even if you praise them, it's the spotlight factor. It's not all fear of negative comments. It's, you know, while that's some of the social anxiety kind of route, if you like, but even when it is a positive compliment, it's the fact that you're putting the spotlight on them, and they have this kind of fear that now you think well of them, they're going to have to almost meet that, you know,
live up to the expectation.
Live up to that. So there's lots of little bits in it. But I think the trick is thank you and nothing, say nothing else. Try and absorb it and practice giving some compliments yourself, and you'll get a lot better at receiving them.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.